If you have your Bible, I'm going to give, my testimony will be throughout the message. I'm going to ask you to turn to Mark chapter 14 this morning, Mark chapter 14, and I'm going to begin reading in verse 3. If you would, in honor, out of love and respect for God and His Word, would you stand with me one more time, if you're physically able? Mark chapter 14, verse 3. And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard very precious. And she brake the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence. And have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever you will, ye may do them good. But me ye have not always. She hath done what she could. She has come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of her for a memorial of her. Our Heavenly Father, I ask you this morning to help me. I pray you would control the Spirit today. Thank you, God, for the sweet Spirit already. Thank you for this church. Thank you, Lord, for what it means and what it meant to our dear sister. Lord, I pray that you would bless your word. Speak to the hearts, all of our hearts. Save the lost. Draw the Christian closer as we honor Jesus today. In Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated this morning. I want to speak to you just for a few minutes. I won't be long this morning. Jesus was sitting down here for a meal in the house of Simon. A woman came into the house. We know from other portions of Scripture that her particular name was Mary. As Jesus was seated there, Mary came in and had a box of ointment. And it was an alabaster box, the Bible says in verse 3, of spikenard, of ointment. Now, alabaster is a marble-like stone from Egypt. Spikenard is a very fragrant perfume that's made from the root of an Indian plant. That grows up in the Himalaya mountains. So what we have here today is a Jewish girl in Bethany with an alabaster box from Egypt containing a very fragrant perfume from India. Now, I want you to bear those things in mind for a few minutes, and I'll tell you why that's important here in just a minute. But I want to show you just what's going on here, and then we'll get into the message here for a few minutes. Jesus was seated there in another man's house. He was just set there to eat a meal. Mary came in, the Bible says, and it says she broke the box. Now, she didn't literally crash the box into 100 pieces, or else the ointment would have gone all over the floor. When it says she broke the box, what it means is that she broke the seal. She broke the seal. The perfume in this box was so fragrant, it was so powerful, that it had to be kept very tightly sealed in that box. It had to be kept. So when she came into the room and she broke the seal, she took the top off the box, is what it literally means. And then the Bible says she poured it on Jesus' head. Now, this wasn't an unusual thing to do. It was a symbol of affection. It was a symbol of love and affection. Now, it wasn't anything out of ordinary for someone who loved Jesus. It wasn't out of the ordinary for this lady to do something like this, because it was a gift. It was an expensive gift that this lady was giving to Jesus. This dear lady this morning, I want you to understand, of course, as we remember our sister, I want you to understand that this lady is going to represent Ophelia this morning. The Bible has many different stories in it, but let me say something to you, family, loved ones, church members, saved and lost alike, visitors. There's something in this Bible for every situation that you could ever go through. There's nothing in this life that God's Word cannot help you get through. Let me take that a step further. There's nothing in this life that God Himself cannot help you get through. This was a very precious ointment. And the Bible says it very precious in verse 3. What that means is it was expensive. If you really want to get down to it, if you do the numbers, it says 300 pence. It could have been sold, this one bottle of perfume, for over $500. Now, I don't know much about perfume. I certainly don't know much about $500 perfume. But this lady poured out this bottle of perfume that was worth $500 at least for Jesus. Amen. I want to preach to you on this story, thinking of our dear departed sister. And I want you to understand, first of all, number one, she poured it out for Jesus. Amen. That's right. Amen. She poured it out for Jesus. See, she wanted Jesus to have her best. This was the best thing that she owned. How do I know that? Because she was just a poor Jewish girl. She wasn't a rich lady. She was nothing expensive or extravagant, but she had something that was very precious. It was valuable. And see, she didn't use it for herself. She didn't use it for her own gain. She poured it out. She gave it to Jesus. Amen. What I'm simply saying to you, first of all, family, is that Ophelia, once she got saved, once she understood what Jesus had done for her, she wanted to give Him her best. Amen. She wasn't a rich lady. Nobody in this church is rich. Now, I'm sorry, church members, if I just offended you, but if you are rich, it's a well-kept secret, because I don't know about it. But this is not a rich church. We're not here because we're trying to pat our pockets or show off how rich we are. You can see that this is a simple building, but it's not nearly as simple as what we used to have. Amen, Brother Shane. You remember those days. But God has blessed our church, listen to me, not because we deserve it, but because we simply desire to give Him our best. God doesn't expect you to give Him something you don't have. He knows better than that. Ophelia didn't have a bunch of money. You know that. I think her dogs were probably the most expensive thing in her life. She didn't have a whole lot of money. But you know what she did have? She had a heart's desire to give Jesus what she had. She wanted Jesus to have her best. You can, and I want you to understand something. This was an offering. This was something that she was simply giving to Jesus. I want you to remember this now. There was no way she was going to get it back. You can't pick it up after it's poured on the ground. She wasn't concerned about that, was she? Oh, they there in the room, they said, she's wasting this ointment. She's wasting what she, this very expensive perfume. Can I tell you something? That's what a lot of people will say about Ophelia. Why is she wasting so much time going down to that church all the time? Why is she wasting so much time passing out those tracts all the time? Everything that we do for Jesus, listen to me, is because He is worthy. He deserves it. And she understood that, didn't she, Amadi? She wanted Jesus to have her best. She didn't have a whole lot. She couldn't walk real good. But she would come out, boy, and she would hobble along and pass out tracts and make everybody laugh. She didn't have much. Her life hadn't accumulated a whole bunch of wealth. I remember she had a little storage shed. And she took my wife and she said, can y'all put this at your house? So now we have a storage shed in our backyard with Ophelia stuff in it. There's nothing of $500 worth of value in there. But I want you to understand, she gave more than that. She gave what she had. She gave herself. She gave herself. And when this lady came to Jesus and poured out this ointment, poured out this very expensive perfume on Jesus, she was doing it for Him. She was giving Him the best that she had. She was telling Jesus, Jesus, I don't have a whole lot, but You deserve my best. Because You saved me. You took my sins away. You saved my soul. You died for me. You gave me life. I'm going to heaven today because of You, Jesus. I want You to have my best. I don't want the devil to have it anymore. I don't deserve to keep it myself. I want You to have whatever I have left. I remember, listen to me, laying on the hospital bed an hour before surgery that Monday morning. That was a long day. Wasn't it, Marie? It was a long day. She was supposed to have surgery at 7. Then it changed to 11. Then it changed to 1. And she didn't actually go in till 3. And she came out, I told you, about 8 or 8:30. It was a long day. But before she went into the surgery, she was awake. But she was hurting so much. She was hurting. She couldn't talk very well. She was in pain. But she saw Miss Fogg and she saw me and she saw her family. And bless her heart, she couldn't do it very well. She couldn't sing. She never could sing very good. But the Bible doesn't say you have to sing good. The Bible says to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Praise God, because He deserves it. And you know what she started doing in that bed? You remember? Amazing grace. She couldn't even get the words out. She saw her family standing around. She saw the preacher and Miss Fogg. And she started singing Amazing Grace. She couldn't sing very well. She didn't have any strength left. But she wanted Jesus to be honored. She gave Him her best. I want you to notice, secondly, this dear lady and our dear sister Ophelia poured it out for Jesus because He deserved it. But I want you to notice, secondly, she poured it out because of Jesus. Because of Jesus. I'm saying to you this morning, this was a personal offering. This perfume belonged to Mary. She could do whatever she wanted with it. And your life belongs to you. Well, it's yours. God's given you a choice. Let me put it that way. You can do whatever you want with your life. From this point on, Ophelia is not coming back. She's not coming back to this life. You're not going to hear her laugh again except for in your memories. She's not coming back. But from this point forward, family, dear family, friends, loved ones, you have a choice. What are you going to do with the rest of your life?
Amen.
You see, she had a precious ointment. She had a choice, though. She didn't have to keep it, or she didn't have to give it to Jesus. She could have kept it. She could have sold it. She could have made some profit for herself. But see, Jesus had changed her life. Jesus had made everything new in her. And so she decided on her own choice, I'm going to pour this out. I'm going to give this to Jesus because of Him, because of what He's done for me. She didn't, in other words, Jesus didn't tell her to. Jesus didn't make her do it. Jesus is not a bully. He's not in the playground, you know, twisting your arm behind your back and telling you, you better follow me or else. No, He's not doing that. He simply came and He died for our sins. They buried Him and He rose again 3 days later. And now He says, follow me. I'll change you. I'll make you. I'll give you. He'll do it all. But He's simply saying, you do it. I'm right here waiting. You see, this lady had been saved. This lady had been changed. Ophelia was saved. August 13, 2013. August, she was a saved lady. She gave her heart to Jesus Christ. She accepted His gift of salvation. And then from that point on, she wanted Him to have her best. Oh, I didn't say she was perfect. You know that, Marie. Joel, you know that. She wasn't perfect. I'm not perfect either. But what I do is I want Jesus to have my best because He deserves it. Remember, I want you to understand something. Remember I told you about the box being an Egyptian box with a Jewish girl owning it and a perfume from India. How did that happen? How was all that going? Let me explain something to you here. How did a little Jewish girl like that earn such an expensive box of perfume? I'm not going to go into great detail, but those of you that understand, this was a payment that Mary had received for a very sinful lifestyle. Pay attention now. Luke chapter 7, don't turn there, but there's another account of this. And it says the Pharisee, when they saw him and they saw what was happening, he spake within himself saying, this man, referring to Jesus, if he were a prophet, he would know who and what manner of woman this is that touches him. She's a sinner. In other words, everybody knew that Mary had a sinful lifestyle. That's how she had that expensive ointment. She had earned that expensive box of ointment through sin. But here's what I want you to understand. Instead of honoring herself, and instead of she poured it out on Jesus because she wanted Him to have her past.
Amen. Amen.
Her past. What am I saying? I'm saying all of us have a past. All of us have something that we are not exactly proud of. Ophelia was 55 when she got saved. 56. She was not a child. She had a past. You know her past better than we do. You know her. You grew up with her. She had a past. There were things in her life that she was not proud of. But when she got saved, she began to give Jesus her best. And she said, Jesus, I want you to take my past also. I know I'm not perfect. I know I don't deserve to be saved. But all of that is in the past now. You have saved me. You have changed me. You have given me a new life. You have made me a new person. I now walk freely. There is therefore now no condemnation. I have peace in my heart. I have joy. I can live in knowing that I am saved. In the hospital bed, before she got sick, she told my girls, she said, girls, listen to me. If anything happens to me, you better sing Amazing Grace at my funeral.
Amen.
She wasn't scared.
Amen. All right.
She wasn't scared. She wasn't Scared to die. Why? Because Jesus had taken her past and He had given her a fresh start. He had given her a new beginning. He had saved her soul. All of her sins had been washed away. All of her sins had been cleansed under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And she had now had peace in her heart. She wasn't afraid to die. She said, "Marie, I know you're going to miss me, sister, but I'm in heaven. Jesus took my past. Jesus took my sin. I'm saved. I'm in heaven now." And see why? Because she gave her past to Jesus. She said, "Jesus, I know I don't deserve to be saved. And can I tell you something? I don't deserve to be saved. None of us deserve to be saved. But when we gave our heart to Jesus, we gave Jesus all we had. He took our past too. And He forgave it. And He washed it away as far as the east is from the west. I'm saved today. I'm born again today because of Jesus."
Amen. That's right.
Not because I deserve it. I have a past too. I wasn't saved until I was, 34. I wasn't a baby. Doesn't take long to have a past though, does it, Stephanie? Doesn't take long. I'm not picking on you, sweetheart. But I just happen to know your name. I can't remember all your names. Diana, Jesus, Joel, Belia, Mary Jane, Juan. Geraldo and George. Okay, I'm trying to remember them all. I'm sorry. I forgot yours too. You said, and okay. Chrisandra or Cassandra? We all have a past, don't we? I mean, even the younger ones, we all have a past, something in the past that we're not proud of. But Jesus washes it all away. The blood of Christ has all the power in all the world to wash away every sin that we've ever committed when we give our hearts to Him by faith. She wanted Jesus to have her best. She wanted Jesus to have her past. She poured it out for Jesus. She wanted to give it to Him. She poured it out because of Jesus, because of what He had done for her. And finally, she poured it out, and I'm done, just like Jesus. See, what we have here today is a beautiful picture of what Jesus did for us. He gave His own life. He gave Himself. He publicly offered up His life. Nobody took it from Him. Listen to me, family, friends, church members, visitors. Just like this lady gave it to Jesus on her own, nobody made her do it. Jesus Christ Himself gave His life on the cross, on His own. Nobody made Him die for us. Nobody made Him. They hung Him on the cross. Oh, you're kidding me. That was God. He didn't have to die. He had all the power in the world to take Himself right down off that cross and never die for our sins. But He did it because He loved us. He did it because He was giving Himself for our sins. Because you and me, we don't have hope without Jesus.
Amen.
There's no way we could ever go to heaven. There's no way we could ever be saved without Jesus Christ having to die. He died for our sins. Don't miss this now. He died to pay for our sins. He was buried to take our sins away. He rose again to give us everlasting life. And that's the only way. And boy, I'm sure thankful that I'm saved this morning.
Amen.
Church, you ought to help me a little bit here. Don't go to sleep on me. I'm glad I'm saved this morning.
Amen.
Jesus poured out His life. Jesus poured out His blood. No, don't forget now, they laughed at this lady. They said, "Oh, you're crazy. You're wasting your life." Miss Ophelia would come to church sometimes crying. Happy but crying. How's that possible? She could do it. She said, "Sister, they're making my heart hurt. But I love them. I forgive them. I know I'm not angry at them. They just don't understand. They don't understand my Jesus. They don't know my Jesus like I do." And she kept praying for you, family. She kept saying, "I want them to know my Jesus like I do. I'm not mad at them. I love them. I forgive them. They just don't know my Jesus like I do. Jesus came and gave it all. He poured out His blood, His life, and now Ophelia's in heaven because of it. Today we have a memorial service. Just like Jesus said, hey, Jesus said, let her alone. Why are you giving her a hard time? Leave her alone. She's doing this for me.
Amen.
Everything Ophelia did from the time she got saved, everything that she tried to do, she wasn't perfect, but she tried her best to give her all to Jesus. Amen. To give Jesus her best. Give Jesus her past. And why? Because so others could know Jesus like she did. Let me tell you something as I close. I'm going to talk to our church members for a minute here. Y'all thought y'all were going to get off the hook, didn't you? How come church members, how come Christians don't give like this to the Lord? How come we all don't give like this to the Lord? And it all boils down to this. That box had to be broken first. It had to be broken. The seal had to be broken. What was in there was precious, valuable, but only because of its fragrance, only because of the smell. In other words, if the box was still sealed, you wouldn't be able to smell anything, and it would be worthless. It had to be broken first, and then the fragrance came out. See what has to happen before anybody ever gets saved? God has to break them first. You have to understand, you can't save yourself.
Amen.
You can't make it to see Ophelia again by yourself. It's not going to happen. Church members, the reason we don't give like we should is because God hasn't broken us. We won't allow Him to break us. We're still trying to hold on. That perfume was worthless without the fragrance. It had to be broken first.
Amen.
This morning, Ophelia is not here with us in body, but she's sure here in our memories. Her fragrance is still here with us. Are you listening to me? Her fragrance is still here with us. We can still remember. We heard all the testimonies. She's still here with us, isn't she? It's because of Jesus. We'll always have a memory of that fragrance, that sweet aroma that Ophelia gave it all to Jesus. He took her past away. He gave her a new start. He saved her. And she gave it all to Jesus. It was all because of Him. And that's exactly what Jesus did for us. Let's bow our heads this morning. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed, please. No one's looking around. Please, children, close your eyes. No one looking around. This morning, we've honored God. We've honored the memory of our dear sister. But there's nothing to honor without honoring Jesus. This morning, I ask you, the preacher, I know if I died this morning, I know if I died right now, I would see Ophelia again. There's no doubt about it in my heart, in my mind. I know if something happened to me and I was in the hospital tomorrow and I was gone, I know that I would see Ophelia again. Would you raise your hand and say, preacher, I know I'm saved. No doubt about it in my heart and my mind. Raise it up high. Don't be ashamed of Jesus. Thank you very much. You can put it back down. Maybe this morning you couldn't say yes. We're not trying to embarrass anybody. We just want you to face reality. Maybe you couldn't raise your hand. Maybe you don't know if something happened to you. You don't know that you would see her again. Can I tell you something this morning? Jesus died for you just as much as He died for me, just as much as He died for Ophelia. He'll save you just like He did her. She told my wife and me that day, she said, "Will you please tell my family about this?" I want them to know the peace, the joy that I have. Please tell them about this. Jesus died for you too. "Preacher, I'm not sure I'm saved. I really don't know if I'm going to go to heaven when I die." Boy, Ophelia had a peace in her heart. She had a song, and even in the middle of her darkest hour, she was singing. This church is obviously affected by her life. And her death brings us joy because she's home now. How about you this morning? If you're here today, no one's looking around. We're not going to embarrass you. We're not going to come to you. We're not going to do anything at all. We just simply want to pray for you. You're here this morning. You say, "Preacher, I don't know if I'm going to go to heaven. I don't have that peace. I don't have that joy that Ophelia had." Would you just quietly slip up your hand and put it right back down so we can pray for you? No one's looking around this morning. Would you do that? Thank you. I see that. There's others. Thank you. Thank you. You can put it right back down. Is there anyone else this morning that would be honest with God and say, "I don't know if I'm going to heaven. Would you pray for me?" Anybody else this morning? I see that hand. Thank you. You can put it back down. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, You use the simple things to confound the wise. Our dear sister wasn't rich, but she gave Jesus her best. She gave Jesus her past. She gave Jesus because He deserved it, because He gave it all for her. Lord, there are souls here this morning that need to be saved. Oh God, please work there in this invitation. Please, God, save the lost. Open that heart that's still fighting You, Lord. God bless. Work, I pray. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. No one's looking around, please. We're not going to be much longer. I need some altar workers, please. Ladies, men. If you, ladies, men, family members, visitors, if you raise your hand and you want to be saved this morning, there's nothing to be ashamed of. We're not going to come to you. Again, nobody made this lady pour out that ointment. Nobody made her give it to Jesus. Nobody made Ophelia get saved. She did it because she knew she wanted it. She needed to be saved. If you know that you need to be saved this morning, we want to help you. If you're a lady, we're to have a lady take the Bible and show you how you can leave here today with the same peace that Ophelia had in that hospital bed. You can leave here today with the same love that she had in her heart for Jesus. We don't want you to leave lost. We don't want you to leave unsaved. But again, it's up to you. I'm going to ask you this morning, all heads are bowed, please, children, no one looking around. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. If you want to be saved this morning, there's nobody looking around. Would you simply just stand up and come forward this morning? And we'll meet you right here. One of the ladies, we'll meet you ladies. And you just come forward. Would you do that right now? You just be the first one. No one's looking around, please. Would you do that? You say, "I want to be saved this morning. I want to go see Ophelia again." Why don't you be the first one? Go ahead. No one's looking around, I promise you. Let's all stand together quietly, please. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. As the piano begins to play softly, no one move just yet, please. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. There's nothing to be afraid of. The Lord Jesus Christ laid down His life for you. It will change your life. I shouldn't have to beg you to be saved. He's going to take away the past guilt. He's going to take away the fear of death. He's going to take away the shame and the embarrassment. He's going to take away the pain. He's going to give you peace. I shouldn't have to beg you to get saved. I'm not going to. If you need to be saved this morning, slip out of your chair and you take the first step, I promise you, Jesus will take the rest for you.